tanning booth.
Have you seen his dick?
What? It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat when you don't whack the microphone. Yeah.
Ouch.
Did you hit your head?
I did.
Oh.
We're back.
Yeah. We're back.
I'm Janet Blair.
And you need to be closer to the mic.
I'm Janet Blair. It's so loud in my ears that I can't tell. You got some new headphones, and they're like state of the art.
Yeah, they're good headphones.
I can hear the dog walking upstairs like every single footstep.
And I just hope that isn't showing up on the podcast.
I think it's only in these headphones.
Good. Well, now people can listen or go back and listen to see. Am I hearing dog feet on the floor?
Right.
Right.
So I'm Janet Blair.
I'm not. I'm Steve.
Steve who?
McGrew.
There's a million Steves.
Yeah. You can Google us. You can find us. And that's the dog crying because she always digs her nails into the dog because she thinks the dog likes to be scratched like tear my flesh.
Wee!
Are you taking your headphones off?
They're so loud. It's like you yelling at me constantly. It's like real life on the podcast. I'm just kidding. He doesn't yell at me ever.
Wow.
Oh. Yep.
Can you hear?
I can hear you.
Okay.
All yes. Right.
I mean, you're just across the table there, so I don't know if you could hear or not.
I know.
Now you're really loud.
All so that loud music when I was a teenager.
Has made you deaf.
I can't hear anymore.
I know, because every time I try to play something back, you're like, ow, turn it down.
I
like,
have fragile
well, that's
ears.
That's the level people listening to the podcast would be have to test it.
So we're here with Wrinkled Sheets. We're back. It's been several weeks.
How long has it been?
Several weeks.
How long has it been?
Well, we didn't record the week before you left because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
And so I want to say it's been like 3 weeks.
Dang, it's been a long
time. I feel like we haven't talked in forever. What's going on with you?
Oh, I just been doing my thing. And you? I just been traveling around the country and the world.
Country.
Doing my thing. I said country. I meant other countries.
Yeah.
Because I was like zooming the world. I was Italy and Greece and Malta. I didn't even know there was a real place called Malta. But I just think it's where they get those milk balls from.
Really?
Malta milk balls.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
That's not true at all.
Oh, I knew it.
I made
You're
that up.
You're such a tomfoolery professional.
Doesn't that sound like Malta milk balls?
Yes.
No, it's malted milk balls. But I was walking around everywhere going, y'all sell Malta milk balls here? Y'all sell malt?
And you
they were
didn't.
Like, we hate Americans. God, we hate Americans.
My coworker's from Malta. She's actually there right now visiting her family. You guys like switch spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she is just a cute little pint-sized person, and she talks with that like Russian-sounding accent that makes you feel like she's mad constantly. I'm like, slow down, Kate. Slow down.
Is she of Russian descent in Malta?
Bulgaria.
Oh, they make good watches. No, that's not a watch company either. I don't.
You're such a dork.
What is that company that makes watches? Bull something. So I can't even think of it.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
I just loved making
stuff.
I got
some new Charming Charlie watches, and I love them.
Charming Charlie watches that were like $10 a piece?
No, they were much cheaper than that. They were like $5 a piece.
Well, you didn't hold out and get the new Apple watch? You're not going to.
Wait for it. That was a topic we were going to talk about. Whoa.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to jump ahead like
you
that.
You jumped fast forward. So while you were gone, I was very busy.
Yeah.
I know I typically say I don't do anything
you
while you're gone.
You tell me you don't do anything while
but
I'm gone.
But this time, I made plans.
What'd you do?
I went to a concert.
Uh-huh.
And I think I had dinner with every girlfriend I have in the Denver area. I am caught up with the gossip.
Woohoo!
I know. I was like every different night, there was like, I'm going out with Ashley. I'm going out with Natalie.
And
I'm going out with Amanda.
Tell them you were getting an Apple Watch?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't until Amanda that we got on the Apple topic. Because she has an Apple 5.
Yeah.
And I have an Apple 4S.
Right. So you're way behind.
She was like, you... Because remember, when they came out with the 5, I was like, well, I'm going to upgrade to the 4S.
Yeah. Which I couldn't figure out.
To save money. Because I was broke at that point.
But they let you put it on your bill and spread
not
it out.
Not then. Now they do. Now they have Verizon Edge. So I have, like, I was behind the times back when I could have been with the times.
Uh-huh.
So ever since then, I'm like, damn it. So October 27th, I am ready to upgrade.
Are you going to go for the full...
6 Plus.
The big one.
Yep.
Are you going to go for the Galaxy?
Go home. The Samsung Galaxy. Go big or go home. It's not even as big as the Galaxy. I measured. I have a Galaxy for work, and I measured, and it's not. It's close.
Yeah. I was hoping that they were going to do something bigger and better. That
they
were
are. It's shatterproof and waterproof.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
Wi-Fi calling?
I just was hoping they were going to do something that was...
You can get it in gold, silver, or black.
You're still missing the point. I was hoping they were going to do something exciting. You know, like when the iPhone first came out, that was like, this is amazing. We've never seen anything like this before. And now it's kind of like, oh, it's an iPhone. What else does it do? Because everything else has turned into just magic.
The selfie has like where it takes several selfies at one time. So you can pick the best one instead of having to click it several times and hope one out of the seven is okay. Not that I do that ever, but...
ever?
Does it automatically.
What does it mean? I don't understand why you'd want
to... So you click the button and it takes like several pictures and you pick the best one to post.
How many does it take?
It says several. I don't know. I don't have it yet. October 27th.
Well, you were the one that said you did the research on this.
I did, and that's a lot.
So how does
Wi-Fi calling?
Now we're back to the watch.
I don't even care about the watch.
You don't?
No. Are you going to get the watch?
I don't think so. But I don't think you are. Either. I don't understand though, because the point of like when everyone was talking about the smartphone, I always thought, well, I don't need one of those because I already have a phone and I have a
computer.
I have a computer and I have, you know, but now you're like, I couldn't live without a smartphone. So I'm wondering if this kind of...
The iWatch is going to be the next thing.
Yeah. Like you don't know you want it, but you do.
Right.
Like, but I can't think of, because I've never been big on watches anyway. You know, all these guys this is a $5,000 watch. Well, mine was $25 and it tells time. So that's what I mean. I've never been one of those guys that, why would you pay $10,000 for a...
Is it $10,000?
No, I'm just saying watches in general. You know,
like a Rolex.
Like a Rolex.
Oh, okay.
Why?
That's a status thing.
I know, and I've never understood that because a watch just tells time. If I break it, I'll get another one. I won't be devastated. If somebody stole my watch, I'll be like, ha ha, dumbass, that's from Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
So
what
I don't
you're
understand the point.
I bet it's going to be one of those things. I bet you're right. It's going to be one of those things where, you don't have an iWatch? It's like, you have a flip phone.
But we didn't do that when Galaxy and those kinds came out with the watch, because the watch has already been out. That's another one of those deals. Like,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the watch has been out for years.
Boo, I didn't know it. Off my radar. That was that sound. Boo, off my radar.
See, that's what I'm saying. It was been out. You didn't know. You didn't care.
I didn't. But this is supposed to be the thing that puts Apple back on the map.
I doubt it.
Apple's not off the map.
It's pretty close. The only thing I could think about that might be really good is the iPay, Apple Pay.
But then, I'm scared to death.
But now that everything's getting hacked, I'm worried about that.
I am just now starting to use PayPal regularly because I've observed, PayPal seems to be pretty secure.
Are you serious?
So I just now started paying with PayPal instead of just my credit card.
I use PayPal anytime anything says PayPal available.
I am now to that point. Now, 2014. This is the first time where I'm like, you have PayPal. And I no longer have to look into my records to see what my login is for PayPal.
And you don't have to check your credit card when it goes, what's my secure PIN thing on the back? Where's my car? Even if you signed up for something, you're like, it's asking for my security number again. What?
Nope. I had that memorized week two of having my new card.
PayPal, boom, gone.
I know.
But you're turning into quite the shopaholic on the internet.
I know, it's bad. I gotta stop. Rein it in. The Wish app needs to be deleted from my phone.
Is that the one you were using last night?
In Asia?
No, what was the one last night that got you? Barbie! Oh, look at all the Barbie stuff!
Wet Seal! They have a whole Barbie line. Because I was looking for leggings.
For adults.
Not really for adults. No. It's more for teens and 20-somethings.
Uh-huh.
But this 30-something is not able to grow up. But I was looking for leggings. You can find pretty cheap leggings on Wet Seal, Forever 21, stuff like that. So I was browsing those sites and then all of a sudden, Barbie! So I ended up buying from Wet Seal, but I didn't buy anything Barbie.
Well, you put a bunch of it into your shopping cart.
That's what I do.
Quote, shopping
do you do
cart.
That? Like you put, you go through,
I do it all the time.
And you pick out what you like, and then you go to your shopping cart, and you're like, holy cow, $300, hell no.
Hey, I don't need that.
I don't need that.
And then they write you. Have you had one of those where they get you the email?
Yes.
Hey, you did not complete your, would you like to? No, and don't ask me about it.
But this one, I took stuff out, and I ended up making a purchase, a pretty good purchase. Like, I showed it to you beforehand, mm-hmm. like, is this necessary? And you're like, that's a good deal.
Why do you think this company is called Wet Seal? How does that have to do with clothing?
Squirrel.
At all?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was quite a little weird transition. But you were talking Squirrel. About shopping and Wet Seal, and that just popped into my head.
You know, I think I recall thinking that the very first time I ever saw one of their stores, I was like,
what the hell's a Wet Seal?
Wet Seal. I was in my 20s at that time. And I was like, hmm. And then I walked in and I forgot all about it. I'm like, yay,
Wet
5
Seal
for 20.
Is a good store.
It is.
And I say that from a guy. I shouldn't even know that. But it's one of those stores.
It's because so many girls have drugged you in there.
So many have drugged me in.
Okay. I'm just the latest of many.
Let's talk about
Hottie McHotterson.
I am Hottie McHotterson. Let's talk about Forever 21 for a second.
Am I too old? Is this the conversation?
This could be intervention right now.
I'm too old. I need to move to like Ann Taylor.
That's what I was thinking. Lane Bryant, one of those kind of. Lane's not for normal.
It's for
size people.
Larger people, oh. And you could be done with Urban Outfitters.
Well, I was about to go there with that. That's where I was headed.
Who shops at Forever 21 Men? Not me.
How long ago was 21?
Urban
Outfitters is kind of like Forever 21 for guys, where at some point you go, you don't go in there anymore. You really don't need...
I'm waiting for you to actually get
to that
point.
You don't need a Saved by the Bell t-shirt.
I love Saved by the Bell.
I know you do.
Zach! What's his real name? He's on Franklin and Bash.
John Glazer, whatever his name is.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
I was John Paul Glazer. I was thinking of the country singer.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is what you were thinking of.
Oh, that was the poster that used to...
Home Depot. Or Home Improvement.
Huh?
No, I liked Zachary Ty Bryan. He played the older one.
He was goofy looking.
I know. I didn't set my bar very high back then.
Back to Forever 21.
What? Squirrel.
Squirrel. How do you think... Did they mean that... In a facetious way.
Forever. 21.
Like you could just shop here.
We'll always keep you feeling young.
Do you think that's what it was?
Except for now they have all those like midriff tops.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see someone my age in them.
Well, you know, the Forever 21, the big mothership of Forever 21 at Park Meadows Mall mm-hmm. has like different categories.
Yes.
Like there's a plus size Forever
21.
And there's a working girl lady, but I don't mean hooker working girl.
Cubicle girl.
I mean, like, yeah.
It should be called Cubicle Girl. Bam.
You need to write them, see if they'll pay you for that.
I need millions of dollars because I'm going to spend it on your website, but I need them. Yes.
But did you see Urban Outfitters today got in trouble?
Okay, you posted the sweatshirt with blood spatter. What is that a reference to?
Oh my God. Really?
This is a deal breaker.
No, I'm kidding. Kent State University?
I don't know what that means.
Really?
No.
That's where Kent State, Vietnam protesters, the army shot the students and killed the students.
How long ago?
It's history. It's American history. It doesn't matter how long ago it is. Why do you think they have it in Urban Outfitters? It's the younger people know about the hippie culture of the... But anyway, it's a sweatshirt from Kent State with blood on it.
To understand what the younger people know about?
It might be. You might have... Oh.
Well, that's pretty crappy of them.
It is. To sell college shirts
and they sold out
with
like
blood
this?
On immediately, like $150 a piece. They
for
sold
for reals,
yeah,
$150 for a sweatshirt.
That's what I saw on Twitter. That's what everybody was complaining about.
I bet one person bought them all, and they're going to sell them on eBay.
I did see somebody else put on eBay that they're selling for $500 on eBay.
Holy muffin!
So Urban Outfitters, as tasteless as it might be, I think they're marketing geniuses because we're. Actually talking about them, they're in the news, they're selling on, and mm-hmm. that makes them a bigger counterculture kind of thing.
Right.
You know, because younger people want to buy things older people hate.
Do they?
Yeah. It's like why you hated your parents' music.
Is that why you hate my music?
No, because I just hate bro country because it sucks. And if you listen to it, the terrorists win.
That was your Facebook status this morning when I woke up. I was like, good morning, Janet. I love you. That's what I read. Because you post that, and I swear, I feel like you're directing it toward me because you know I like
that kind
of music.
That's because you have a vagina, and you run everything through the vagina filter.
Wow.
Wow. You know, being a comic, and for the years that we've been together, how many times have you even said to me, what is that supposed to mean? It doesn't. I pulled it out of my ass.
But
it's a joke.
But now, over the last 6 months, every time you post about bro country, I'm like, why you gotta be like that?
And
I gotta tell you, okay.
We shouldn't talk about this.
No. Okay. I have to tell you something that happened while you were gone.
Okay.
So I went to a bro country concert, ultimate bro country concert. And my girlfriend that I went with had tagged me in a post that day saying, my first experience at the Grizzly Rose, I'm so excited to get my country on. And your friend, Mr. Kenny Mace, commented
Kenny.
Underneath it, I don't regularly delete other people's comments.
Oh, you deleted?
He commented under it to my poor friend who doesn't really have a good knowledge of country music. She doesn't know who George Jones is. She doesn't know who Merle Haggard is. Okay? So he's like, you need to look at your definition of country music. And I deleted it.
Why?
You're not going to rain on my parade, Kenny Mace. I love you, Kenny Mace, but don't. We're not going to talk about music ever again.
Okay, we're not. We'll let it go.
Not you and I. But I deleted a comment while you were gone. And I was like, I wish Steve was here. I need to talk to him about this. Because I felt really bad.
Well, you should. I don't delete hardly anything ever because it's an open forum. And I think
but
once people think you delete them, then it doesn't seem like you can post and talk.
My page is not an open forum. I don't want people throwing out crap that... Like if I throw something pink, I don't want someone to be like, well, pink is the symbol of abortions in Europe or... You know, I don't
I've never
stuff.
Heard that.
I'm pulling stuff...
Are you just pulling stuff out of your ass?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm just saying... I like things to be happy.
But it's not always happy.
On my page it is.
Okay. You heard that here, ladies and gentlemen. If you post negative shit on her wall, it is coming down.
Yep, don't curse either.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Oh, you're talking to me. Oh,
on my wall.
On the wall. Oh, okay.
I can't tell you what to do on here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not the cursed police.
I'm a loose cannon.
Loose cannon.
I am a loose cannon.
But that happened. I forgot to tell you that. And this is like the first time I'm telling you.
Oh,
it was a great concert.
No, it wasn't. Let me find this thing that I wanted to talk to you
not
about.
Not prepared.
Huh?
You're not prepared.
No, you were prepared. You had the stories over there. Which one do you want to do?
Miley can't keep her clothes on.
That's a given. What'd she do
this
time?
But it just keeps happening. Like, what do we hear about? Last night she showed up at some party without her clothes on.
Oh, she showed up, but you were all upset about it because it wasn't a lead store. You're like, how is that not a lead store?
Like, have they just adjusted to the fact that Miley just walks around without her clothes on?
I really think they have.
And then you sent me 8 performances that prove you love Miley Cyrus, just not her songs, and it was something about her not keeping her clothes on?
No, that was completely, those are 2 separate things.
I don't know. You sent me a lot of stuff about Miley. I was Miley bombarded.
Yeah, I know. There was the story about her going to the party topless, and then there was some thing about why you like her. And she actually covered like a Fleetwood Mac song and a Bob Dylan song.
You like her cover of the Bob Dylan song.
I do like her cover of the Bob Dylan song. And that's what this article is. It's like, see, she can do some good music. Why does this bitch have to be crazy? That's basically what the whole thing is about.
And then
a follow-up article while I was looking at this popped up and said she was naked again in a new ad for Karl Lagerfeld, the designer.
There you go.
And I was like, she just can't keep her clothes on.
She's on drugs. Like, do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
I do, and I don't want to, but every time I think about unfollowing her, I'm like, I'm gonna miss something. She posts some crazy ass shit.
What does she post?
I can't believe I just said that. But just like her and her backup dancers with crazy, like, she always has her tongue out. Or
always.
Like, there's people with horse figurines on their head. There's people with, like, crazy
What is the
outfits.
Point of the tongue? I don't understand. It doesn't make her attractive.
I don't think she wants to be attractive. Look at her. She chopped her hair off. She's not trying to
be
sexual.
She's got ears like a Volkswagen with the doors open.
She's constantly, like, posting about, like, homosexuals, like making out with homosexuals, and that's not...
Well, she's just trying to be totally provocative.
How old is she now? Like 20?
I don't know.
21, maybe?
You'd have to care to follow.
And her dad's like, you go, girl.
Yeah, that was the other thing. She posted that thing from her tweet from her dad.
A text from her father. Billy Ray. Billy Ray Cyrus. I used to love him. Used to.
And he's as nutty as her.
I'm realizing.
But that's what
that
I
now.
Felt. She posted that thing from her dad saying, you know, hey, enjoy it. You go, girl. You do your thing. Don't let them keep you down, basically. You know?
Like, you're the luckiest girl in the whole world. Don't do what I did and worry about what other...
And then just you'll be a grumpy old guy like me or something like that. And then it's like, then she posted that. Well, maybe he didn't want everybody to see that. It could have been just
her. He's probably like, yes, my name's being mentioned again.
You're probably right. Wow, look at me. I'm popular again. My name is being... But I think everybody does that.
He was in Sharknado too. Random.
Was he really?
Squirrel, yes.
That really was out of nowhere.
We're talking about Billy Ray and how he's not relevant, but he is because he was just in Sharknado 2.
But how well did that do? Did it do as well
I
as
think
the first one?
It did. I don't know. I didn't follow
the first
one.
But I didn't watch either, but blew up. Remember that social media, every time he turned around, star was like, ooh, can't wait, 2 days countdown till Sharknado.
It was Ian, the guy from 90210.
Ian Zelig or something like that, whatever his name is.
He was in Chippendales in Vegas. He's the big star of Sharknado, and he has already said that they're talking about
Tara
Sharknado
Reed.
3. Tara who?
Tara
I
Reed.
Know who Tara Reid is, but who? She
Tara
had
Reed.
Bad surgery.
Well, on her tummy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks better now, though.
Have you looked lately?
Yeah. Because she posts a picture.
Oh, good. You follow her, but you don't follow Miley.
No, I don't follow her. I follow gossip pages that post pictures. Like you do, too. Don't act like it's some, ooh, what are you doing? Ooh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. It's like the other night when I'm showing you something, you go, wow, you follow a lot of girls.
You do.
And I like, I follow everybody that follows me back.
What if I followed all of those guys that were out there being topless, that were straight?
You probably do.
I don't.
You got like Chatham nipple tanning or whatever, in his shirtless tanning.
Have you
booth.
Seen his dick?
What?
Dick Gray's
was what? His hello? Excuse me? No, I have not. No. And where did you? And why? And you're mad at me for?
No, not his penis. But there's
that's not the word you used.
I know. He has a Dick Gray's video. You have to see. I realize when.
Wow.
Will you edit that?
No, I'm not. You know, I leave all this crap.
Have
in.
You seen his dick? And I meant to say, have you seen his Dick Gray's video?
Yeah, but you need to see not breathe or pause in the middle
I
of.
I couldn't think of what the next word was.
Huh. I think people are going to probably take that clip of you saying, have you seen his dick? Because you never talk
That'll
like that.
That'll be on our next promo.
Yeah. I can see that happening right now.
It was quite funny. Oh, you know, he should have been in 50 Shades of Grey.
You think he'd have been better than Curtis Hannum?
No. And his name is not Curtis. Charlie.
Charlie, God
Dear
damn it. What
Lord.
I can't believe I said that, because you know I love the...
I can't believe you just messed up our Sons of Anarchy.
You know why I did? Because there's a Denver comic named Curtis Hannum. That's what it was. I apologize. Charlie, if you're listening...
He doesn't listen. I could listen to him talk for hours.
Well, you know what? That feel like one of the people that say that all the time. When you listen to other podcasts, they always go, hey, Tara Reid, if you're listening, give me a holler. Hey, Nicole Kidman, if you're listening. Like,
oh,
really?
Nicole Kidman's dad died. Did you hear that? Nicole Kidman's dad died.
No.
And Keith Urban canceled all of his concerts for like the weekend and maybe this week to go back to Australia.
No, oh, I had not heard that.
Yeah. He died.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
It's getting to be that time in people's lives where, you know, they
die?
Start dying around you. Like, you know.
Robin Williams. Who else died? There were several people that died. Joan Rivers.
While
you were out at sea.
Gone.
She died and her funeral happened.
Yeah.
While
I
you
really
were
thought
gone.
She was going to make it.
I did too.
I thought it was going
like,
to be one of those.
You can't
that,
bring that lady down.
No, I just thought she's a workhorse. She's just going to pull death's wagon
it
and
still
come right out of
it. It still doesn't feel
real. Mm-mm.
But they had her whole funeral the way she wanted.
Like a big
star-studded
party.
Event.
Big
Geraldo Rivera and Howard Stern. They were like...
He gave the eulogy.
Yes.
I'd love to hear Howard Stern's eulogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so sad. Anyway, I just Debbie Downed it. Hello. Yeah.
Hey, did you see his dick?
No, I didn't.
I bet you have. I bet you Google. I bet sometimes when I'm out of town, you probably just start going, hey, I wonder what... Matthew McConaughey's penis look? Did you type Matthew McConaughey? Oh, look, somebody's already typed it in.
Matthew McConaughey's penis.
It's already dropping down on Google. First search.
Do not.
What the?
I watch a lot of girl shows while you're gone.
Do you? Is that what you do?
I do.
Yeah. I'm trying to call up my list here to...
What list?
Well, I had this thing that I wanted to talk about with you.
We're going to plan this podcast.
We don't plan
we
crap.
We are.
We try to. We try to. We really do. Because, like,
you've got
articles.
I
send you stuff. I type out stuff.
I put them in a folder called Wrinkled Sheets Podcast.
Where is that? Whip it out.
Really?
Yes. Whip it out like...
Channing Tatum's
penis. Whip it out.
Robin Thicke has reportedly admitted to drug use and lying during the Blurred Lines deposition.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I know. I didn't realize he was the son of the guy on Growing Pains. I know.
I'm going to sit here in shocked silence. The Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke. Do you know any other Thicks in the world besides Channing Tatum's penis?
I'm turning red now. Okay. There's a guy that faked his own death to avoid his wedding.
Uh-huh.
You've been there 3 times.
I should have faked my death.
The
best thing I got at my wedding was a lawyer's business card. Hey!
Really?
No, kidding. I that's one of my tweets.
He's 23. He's from the United Kingdom. This person is 23. Oh, okay, no, he's 23.
You might want to get you.
Beep, beep, beep.
You want to rewind to start over because I'm not
okay.
Editing crap.
Tucker Blanford is 23, and he was attending college, and he feared that their love would come to an end by getting married, so he faked his own death.
The end.
The end. I think that's BS.
That's all it
asshole.
Says?
Asshole.
It doesn't say...
No, there's a whole article, but I'm getting mad now. What an ass.
Well, how did they find out he faked his death? Do you know? Because he had to, either he tried to fake his death and leave town, or he tried to fake his death and never answered the door, which one is not as big and bold as the other.
So his friend told people that he was deeply depressed and threw himself in front of a car. They've been trying to send Tucker off to a psychiatric unit for help, but it was too late. She got off the phone. That would have been the bride-to-be. Okay, I don't know. You sent this article to me. I was waiting for you to run with it.
I didn't have it in my folder like your penis pictures you have over there.
Wow. But anyway, would you really go to that extent to avoid a wedding?
I wouldn't, but I guess there's people...
You've been married 3 times. How many times have you been engaged?
3, 4? 4?
Good job.
Married 3, yeah. It's frightening. It's scary.
You did it 3 times.
I
had to, like, beg you to do the zip line. I can't imagine. Like, how did they get you down the aisle?
I was drinking.
What's their secret?
I was not drinking.
Not for the third one. And not for the last engagement.
I know, but I was crazy. I must have been nuts.
I gotta talk to those ladies.
I was dehydrated.
What's their key to success?
I needed more water.
4.5 years. We got nothing.
I must have had fluid on my lungs that I wasn't breathing and getting oxygen to the brain. That's probably what it was. I got well, and then I realized, what the? Who knows? But
you don't want to talk about it.
No.
Why?
I'm looking because I
Why?
Really...
Why? This is like real topic.
Huh?
This
no,
is
it's
like
not.
A real, yes,
this is a real
marriage.
Topic for us, but people listening aren't going to.
Yes, because there are a lot of people on Facebook that are like, every time I post a picture of my hand, they're like, what's that ring? When is he going to give
you
a ring?
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying that's us. I'm saying that's not other people relating to relationship things.
Okay.
I'm saying that's us and our
Speaking of relationships, have you watched the Leanne and Eddie reality show?
That bitch be crazy.
She is pretty crazy, but imagine getting famous at 13.
I was.
You were famous at 13?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, you weren't.
I was. In my junior high, I was famous. People knew that I knew how to draw, and people would come to me and say, hey, will you paint the banners for the football team to run through?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Is that why you are the way you are now?
I think it might have
Thank
a lot
you.
To do with it. That
Where
I,
were you then?
Huh?
Were you still in...
Diapers? What? I don't... What do you mean? Where was I?
What town?
That would have been Pearland, Texas.
Well, okay. I didn't know if it was the whole time.
I don't know if it was or not either.
For reals?
That would have... I moved out to Pearland when... would have been ninth grade. So yeah.
So you're at Pearland. So thank you, Pearland, for making him an asshole.
Are you calling me an asshole?
You were just like, they knew me. They knew I could draw. I could paint banners for the football players.
I was just being boastful and trying to be.
You never
semi-funny.
Be boastful.
No, boastful's bad. Boastful's like one of those sins. That's one of
Is
those.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like conceit, and I'm not conceited because conceit's not. An imperfection. And I'm perfect. So, what?
Oh, wow.
Well, I wanted to bring this. I saw this article, and I really wanted to bring
What's
it up.
What's going
I can't
on?
Let me hit pause while I find this article, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, Betsy Johnson's on Dancing with the Stars. What the hell? Hot pink tutu. I had no idea. I am so out of the loop. She was on Dancing with the Stars. It premiered tonight, and I saw that, but I really don't give a crap most of the time. But I have a love for Betsy Johnson.
If you could find that on sale in a Goodwill store, or
I will never pay full price.
You will snatch that like
but
a hungry man stealing food off an outdoor table, huh?
She cha-cha-cha'd to Material Girl. Cha-cha. Isn't that perfection?
Does it say the words cha-cha-cha'd?
Yep.
Okay.
The to Material Girl. Huh? I know it says cha-cha-cha to Material Girl.
And the judges gave her a...
I don't know. She should win it all. How old is she? Like 70?
She's got to be. I don't know. She's got to be up there. She looks good for her age.
She
I'll give
her
that.
She can do the splits.
She definitely looks good. So give her that.
What you got?
Here's what I was looking for when I hit pause a second ago. Because when I saw today, Seinfeld went on the air.
Jerry
Seinfeld's show, Seinfeld, went on the air 25 years ago.
I was only 8?
Yeah, so let's talk about the things that happened when you were only 8 years old. I found this article. That's why I was like, can you believe, it's called, Can You Believe This Happened 25 Years Ago?
Wow.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay. Ready?
25 years ago, Michael Keaton played Batman.
I don't remember that. I remember hearing about it, but I don't remember ever watching that.
25 years ago, the first episode of The Simpsons this year.
You know, they had a 14-hour, was it 14-hour, like, Simpson-thon?
Uh-huh.
Every single episode back-to-back? 14 hours? Maybe it was 12 days. I don't know.
That is a big difference between 14 hours and 12 days.
Well, that would make sense. I think it was 12 days.
Because if it's been on for 25 years, I'm guessing there's probably more 12 than
days.
14 hours.
12 days. I remember thinking, holy muffin, that's a lot of Simpsons.
The number one TV show 25 years ago, The Cosby Show.
Oh, see, you and I were talking about that the other day. You were like, don't you remember watching The Cosby Show? And I was like, I really don't.
No, because it said
I was in small town Missouri. Just saying.
Yeah, all right. Well, that was 25 years ago. You're going to love this one. 25 years ago.
Barbie was 12.
Hanging Tough.
New Kids on the Block.
Was the number one song of the year.
I do remember that 25 years ago.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I don't. But I remember everyone wearing New Kids on the Block's t-shirts, and so I got one to be cool.
But you didn't know who they were?
Yes, of course I did. JoJo, Jordan, Danny, Donnie.
And now look at them. They've got their own
Donnie just married
show.
Jenny McCarthy.
That was one of those, like, I didn't even know they were dating. But,
I didn't know.
Okay, good for
What's
him.
What's Jordan doing? He was like the dude back then, 25 years ago.
Well, Mark is the other. Mark was Marquis Mark. He was all
that
by
was
himself.
Was Mark right? Wahlberg.
Yeah, but yes. It was Donnie Wahlberg.
I just told you this.
I know. I was trying to think in my head to put it together. The show, Blue Bloods, he's on the TV show with Magnum P.I., Mm-hmm. So he's done well for himself too, even in
I think he has a reality show too, right?
Yes, something called Wahlberg. The Wahlbergs. Yeah. All three of the brothers have a hamburger place. Hmm. 25 years ago today, the Energizer Bunny was introduced.
I don't remember that, but I do remember
that.
And going.
25 years ago today, Disney MGM Studios theme park opened.
Where's that at?
That's Orlando.
Okay.
Orlando. So 25 years ago.
I've not been to either, so I don't understand. Like, there's Epcot, there's like Magic Kingdom, there's different things, and I don't understand.
25 years ago this year, Back to the Future brought us Part 2.
Oh.
Back to the Future Part 2 brought us the hoverboard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were not a fan of Back to the Future?
No. I didn't watch them.
Even in reruns?
I was 8, and that was number 2. So it was like old school.
Yeah,
but not cool old school.
But in reruns now, you don't care about Back to the Future?
It makes me sad. Michael J. Fox.
Huh. Okay.
I know.
25 years ago today, when you were 8 years old, another sequel was the big movie, Lethal Weapon 2.
I never watched any of those. They were too violent.
Oh, my God. 25 years ago today, Ghostbusters 2, another sequel.
I did watch the first one.
So this has been a big, apparently 1989 was a very big year for sequels.
Sequels. Wow.
Let's see. No, that's not what.
How old were you 25 years ago?
I don't know. I'd have to subtract 25 years. The original American Gladiators airs.
Was that on TNN or TNT where they fought each other in like the globes and stuff?
I believe that was it.
I loved that show as a kid. I wanted to be those big muscly women that like took on each other with like.
Because they had names like Thor,
Glacier, and Ice.
Yeah.
I loved them.
Bolt and all those kind of stuff.
I loved them.
So that was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Montana played in his last Super Bowl, winning 20-16 against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Was he playing for the 49ers or the Chiefs?
I don't know. Like, I'd have to care about football. I'd have to. This is going to get you. Oh, you ready?
I'm ready.
Disney fans experienced a whole world under the sea. Little Mermaid was released.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I that was one of my first movies I remember in my lifetime.
Really?
Yes.
Your first movie that you actually went to see at a theater?
Yes. And the crazy thing is, Ashley is 26 right now.
Ashley who?
Gamble. She's my friend. Used to be on Two Girls. Uh-huh. That's one of her favorite movies, and she was only 1 when that came out. She wasn't even born when that came out, actually.
Under the Sea.
That's one of her favorite movies.
Under the Sea.
She loves Ariel.
You've got to kiss the girl.
I love that song.
Go on and kiss the girl.
That scene, I posted on Facebook a couple months ago because...
Oh, so you see this, but you won't see Lethal Weapon 2 or Back to the Future.
A mermaid falling
you
in love with a prince?
You want to see a woman with clamshells on her boobies. That's what you want to...
And a penis castle. Did you ever see the original?
I did. I saw the still where somebody circled and highlighted like... See,
my friends had it. Like, they had it. And I had heard about it, and I like pulled up their VHS, and I was like, oh, that is a penis from what I've seen.
At 8?
No, I wasn't 8. It was like a few years later.
That scared me. For a second, that scared me. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I loved that movie. Over and over.
I'm starting to see your trend in movies here.
I like that movie.
When
he fell into the cereal bowl, I thought he was going to die.
But he used one of the
O's.
The O's is a lifesaver. It was a life ring. Oh,
Cody.
Here's one you're going to remember. Everybody's going to remember this one. 25 years ago, they released the video, This Is Your Brain. This is your brain on drugs.
But the egg.
Yes.
Drugs are bad.
Any questions?
That is memorable.
That was a very
They still throw back to that all the time.
Do they?
I think I just saw a recent campaign that was, yeah.
When Harry Met Sally was released that year.
Meg Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I like what the hell are you doing?
I'll have what she's having.
What are you talking about?
Do you ever seen When Harry Met Sally?
No, I haven't.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are sitting in a diner. Uh-huh. They're talking about sex. And he says that you can always tell when a woman is faking an orgasm. And she's like, oh, really? And so she does the whole inside the diner. And the two old women sitting at the table next to him have been looking at her. She goes, I'll have what she's having to the waitress. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
That's just nasty. All right, I'm trying to see if there's another one here on the Indiana Jones and the Lost Crusade was released.
No.
See, I'm seeing your trend in movies here.
No.
And 25 years ago, Lucille Ball died at the age of 87.
That was 25 years ago?
25 years ago.
She was a classic.
Yeah. So look at all the things it does. People always seem like, that's just yesterday, but 25 years ago.
Time flies when you're having fun.
So if you remember any of these, you can't shop at Forever 21 anymore.
Crap.
You're 4 years
I don't know any of those. Is that what that came back to?
That's what that came back to.
I bet Channing Tatum remembers some.
Probably. Well, we're at 41 minutes.
Are we boring him to death?
I don't know. I thought we
should. We got to give away some brownie brittle peaches.
That's what I was thinking. I think you should do the commercial for that.
All right, brownie brittle. I am obsessed with this stuff. Have you heard of Sheila G? She's well known in the food world.
She was a drummer with Prince, wasn't she?
I don't. What?
Oh, that was Sheila E. Sorry.
Dear Lord. Sheila G. She's a passionate, chocolate-loving baker. She took a treasured family recipe for fudge brownies and baked her way into a thriving business. You may have tasted one of her rich, dense squares of heaven at some of our nation's finest restaurants and theme parks. Well, back when she was doing the brownies, she would walk around the factory and pick off the little pieces
that are all around the corner.
Yes.
And bake around the edge of the pan.
Well, she has now created brownie brittle, which are those pieces. And she has several different flavors. I believe we have chocolate mint, chocolate, salted caramel, and then there's one more. Oh, toffee crunch.
Yes.
Yes.
Salted caramel is amazing. We posted a picture of that bag, and everybody was like, salted caramel? Oh,
it's
that's my
best.
Favorite. I love it so much, I could marry it.
Yes, it's salty and sweet. And Sheila G has sent us a box of brownie brittle to give away.
I know. We mentioned it on the podcast. They heard it. They're like, hey, if you love our product, we'll send you product and you can give
Which
it away.
We do.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give away a bag of brownie brittle to the one person.
One person? Just one bag?
We'll do two. Let's do
let's
two.
Let's do four bags.
No, let's do two.
One of each flavor.
No, let's do two.
Okay.
Because that makes people come back and listen to the podcast.
Okay.
That way we won't have to give them all away at one time.
All right. We'll and it's only 120 calories per serving.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they got to do, Mr. Mudflap?
I think
McGrew?
If you've made it all the way through this podcast and you want some Sheila G brownie brittle, you need to write us.
You got
to
grab a pen.
Grab a pen. You ready?
We got an email address.
Okay. Write down. It's wrinkledsheets1 at gmail.com. Wrinkledsheets1 at gmail.com and use the word
salted caramel.
That's two words. That'll work. Salted caramel.
We talked about this beforehand.
I know. Salted caramel. Send us an email. With
the first
word.
Two.
The first two people. Got to be the first two. They write in and we need your name, your address, and we will send this to you.
And what you like most about the podcast. Is that
and
too much work?
Like. Yes.
You can include that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, the most important thing in the subject line, you put salted caramel.
Right.
And if you need to know how to spell it, it's SaltedCaramel. Caramel can be a tricky one.
And if you need to know how to spell salted caramel, you might not be able to work a podcast button. So I'm sure.
Sorry.
Oh, no, so do that. So anyway, we've had fun. Thanks
WrinkledSheets1 at gmail.com.
And
how do they get a hold of you?
No, I'm going to say WrinkledSheets1 also at Twitter.
Don't put WrinkledSheets at Twitter.
No, do not do WrinkledSheets. That bitch goes crazy.
Every single time.
We don't even mean to. Stitcher promotes our podcast, and they tweet it out.
Wrinkled Sheets.
At Wrinkled Sheets. And we're like, no, it's Wrinkled Sheets 1. But Stitcher keeps doing it, so they jack it up, and she writes us, please stop using my wrinkled
sheets. Seriously.
So do that. You can tweet us. You can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets, right? There's a Wrinkled Sheets
podcast. Facebook.com/Wrinkled Sheets Podcast.
And they find you on Twitter at PinkBard27.
Yes.
They can find me on Twitter at Steve McGrew. Or they can also, if my other podcast...
Mudflaps Balls.
Remasculate. No, not Mudflaps Balls. But I have Chatham Tanning's dick.
No, you don't.
I don't? What are you saying?
You don't have him on Twitter. Saying? I bet someone else already does. Holy muffin.
Am I disappointing you?
No.
Oh, wow.
On that note,
I'm going to go now.
We should play our promo right now.
Our promo?
Yes.
I want to say one more thing before we go. 25 years ago, this year, Poison released Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
And I just heard about that like 12 years ago.
Every rose has its thorn.
Now can we play the promo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Boy meets girl, they fall in love, and then they have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Beware!
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
What are you doing?
I don't know, I've got no idea.
We talk about entertainment news, love, sex.
She flops on her back like a fish the entire time.
Sometimes we have our disagreements. Are you trying to fight with me?
No. I'm sure we will before this is over, because that's what we do.
I'm Janet Blair.
I'm comedian Steve Mudflap McGrew.
You never know what we're going to talk about. Or when we're gonna talk about it.
You know what she needs? She needs a better fitting bra.
I get annoying to you?
People can tell by the tone of my voice whether it's gonna be a good day or a bad day, or it's a happy podcast or a sad podcast.
It's Wrinkled Sheets, the podcast. Find us on Facebook.com/Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. We're on Twitter at Wrinkled Sheets 1. You can find us on Podbean.com, Spreaker.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. We're everywhere.